Tesef Gimel. Arfila Rosh HaKnesses El Chazen L'Yikra Atcha Yoimuloi Kira. Nobody should even take an Aliyah, even if he was the head of the shul, until they call him up. V'nogish Shehashliyotiva Kishiroitze M'varach V'kerit Balina Tilis Rishus Shemdavik Yilam Yishosh Shemino Shliyotiva Shri Al-Kah. The meaning of the Mechaber was that the Valkyrie could take an Aliyah without being called up himself, because it was understood that this is his schus to do such a thing. That is the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Medina Seilo, Vayas, Medina Gashkinis, Ein Noigim Kein, Ve'ein Achazin Oila, Rak Shesagan Oimel Lalis. Even the Valkyrie will not take an Aliyah unless he's called up by the Gabbat. Since he's already up there, so you don't have to call him by his name, just tell him, please, take the aliyah. If one's father is an idol worshipper, then you call him the name of his grandfather, but just to call him by his first name, with that calling, which Mikitin is a right, that's a bullshit, everybody's called by the father's name. If they usually call up the father, they call him Ben Moreno or Chover. The titles of Kov you shouldn't give them. But like we said before, we have this Eitzel calling up the grandfather. That which we use the grandfather's name is only in a case where he was never called up by his father's name. But in the past, he was called up with his father's name. Then eventually his father became a Avodah Zarah worshipper. Then we don't change the name because we don't embarrass him. But like we said, one should not give titles of covered. Just call him quickly by the name of the father. Or if we're concerned that the father is going to start up with a shul because we're not using his name. A Sufi Shtuki, a person whose father is unknown, he was found on the street, or his mother was pregnant, we don't know from who. Such a case, we call him the name of the father of the mother, because if you call him the name of the mother, it's also very embarrassing. So you pick the father of the mother. If we don't know who the father is, then we call him Ben Avram, because everybody are descendants of Avram, even the Gavim. Continues the Mechaber. Suma in a Kerem, the feet, Shaozo, the Kersafi, Oisa, Achash, Lem, Naksav. This is the Mechaber, like his opinion in the previous Sif, that if you cannot read from the Sefer Torah, don't get an Aliyah. The Rama says, my real cause is the Hashav, Koyre, Sumer, Kemoshon, and Makim, Matayah. Nowadays, if we have a Valkyrie, then we do let a blind person get an Aliyah. So this is a Kula, that even though he's not reading, the Meister, the Pais can say that the Midig is to be Mekil, but for Pasha's Parah, Pasha's Zohar, you should not call such a person to get the Aliyah.